right. Brian Mesrowski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice day today. Sun is out. Joe, how's it going?
That's the song that I'll be playing when the gun goes off at 7 o'clock tonight.
Oh, yeah. We're both racing in the... It's a bad idea for me, Joe, but I'm going to do it anyway. We're both racing in the Canal Fest run later on today. I've slightly re-injured my ankle from, you know, that has still not healed from a month ago when I don't know, I might have broke something. Who knows? How would anybody ever find out?
But look how tough you are. You broke something? Got to go on.
I don't know what's going on, but it's rough. We'll run 4 miles and then see what it's like tomorrow. I'll be limping in here tomorrow. I know that.
Well, I'm telling you, because of that, I think you'll only be ahead of me by maybe 10 minutes. So you have an ankle issue. I'm fat. So I still think you come out ahead.
I don't think so. I think you'll finish well before me.
Ooh, that's... I would take that bet any day. But you can't, because then you can control your own bet. So
yeah. Has that ever been made, like the bet where you're betting on yourself to lose between two people?
The dumbest bet to take.
You just each are a snail's pace going to the finish line.
Go ahead. No, you go.
You never finish. All the people stay there with their, finish line tape or whatever for 3 hours.
They say there's still two people out there.
Yeah. What's going on? Oh, here they come. Just crawling, literally crawling over. No. But that, that'll be fun. Later on today, go to Canal Fest, enjoy some of what's going on down there. Running through yesterday, plenty of people down there enjoying the water, enjoying, the food and the music, all day long. So pretty cool out there. Number of different things to talk about, Joe, today. One of them that we've been talking about throughout really the entire morning has been the Eastern Hills Mall, because something that's been talked about for really years is kind of finally feeling like, okay, it's maybe going to happen. Where earlier this week, tenants inside the mall got a notice, a letter basically saying, you are out of here at the beginning of next year. The only caveat being, if you have an external entrance, you can stay and you won't be impacted by what's going to go on, the renovation or in some cases tear down of parts of the mall as they transition into this big town center, lifestyle center. And if you don't know what we're talking about, you have to take a look for yourself, WBEN.com, for some of the images around this. Because, Joe, I think we're kind of on the both on the same page when it comes to sort of some of these things where we've been here all our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You see something fantastic, here's the drawing of what it's going to look like, and you never actually expect it to come true.
No. I mean, this is the first step. Again, we haven't seen anything. I'm amazed with how much of the mall they're going to be keeping, Brian, now that I see this thing from Uniland. But it is interesting, right? This is going on because, like you said, we've been talking about this for more than a year. And you walk into Eastern Hills now, I mean, they're literally building a spa and fitness center inside the mall. And you're thinking, well, maybe that plan went away, right? Maybe these signs throughout the mall that say, coming soon isn't really coming soon. But no, then you look at this plan. Oh, okay, they're going to keep the thing they're putting together now. They're going to keep the brand new Raymour and Flanigan. They're keeping all these exteriors like Duff's. I think it's a fabulous idea. Again, it looks amazing, but I do have that in the back of my head that this is Buffalo and where will this go wrong? But this looks great. It does suck as someone who has lately become a mall walker and was looking forward to doing a lot of winter mall walking to keep my post-gym walks in. I'll have to find a new place. But this is very exciting for everyone who's not a tenant who just was told they have to leave in 6 months.
It's... you want to believe what you see. The drawings are just fantastic. I think that's kind of the thing. It just looks nothing like that right now. And it might be easier to believe if it was a completely blank slate, right? If there was nothing there, you might say, the possibilities are kind of endless. You have this entire huge lot full of, nothing that could be anything. When there's something already there and you're thinking, oh, it's going to be transformed, it becomes harder for, I think, a lot of us who, I've said it many times, I don't really have that mind when it comes to, you know, I walk through a construction project and, you know, I've walked through a whole bunch of different places when they were building Harbor Center, the new Children's Hospital, and you have these people leading you on tours and it's like, okay, where you're standing is going to be this. And like over here, it's going to be the, and I'm just looking at a bunch of beams and I can't see any of it. Like my brain just doesn't work that way. I don't have that gift that so many people have. And this project is kind of the same thing where you look at all this and I'm just stuck here thinking, how in the world is that actually going to be possible?
This might sound like I'm saying the exact opposite of what I mean to say here, but I think I see it more, Brian, because it is being built around some already successful businesses, right? I mean, they are literally building this thing, keeping parts of the mall where you have businesses that have worked, things that have been built up. Like I said, this project that's been going on where the Buffalo store used to be is now going to be this gym, fitness center, spa. The fact they're doing that, I see it more. I know that doesn't make sense, but I see it more because you've already got the anchor pieces to begin building around.
Have you been to a place like this before? You know, the quote-unquote, you know, town center, lifestyle center, whatever
I have not.
You want to call.
A listener sent me an example of one in Texas on Facebook this morning, but I have not walked through something like this. Like I said, it looks amazing. Like the what's going to be in 10 years when we're 45, it looks amazing.
I've been to one before in Cleveland where it's basically like this exact kind of concept. A little smaller in scale, even though, you know, when you're on it, it doesn't feel that way. I mean, this Eastern Hills Mall site, by the way, is humongous.
It is, yeah.
You can fit the entire football stadium in it and then some, you know, just to kind of like give people an idea of what it's going to look like. It is truly huge.
Well, think of the space outside the mall. I mean, they do these big events, and it's not. They do these big events, and it's not even a quarter of the parking lot used up.
But the site is humongous. It reminds me of somewhere where I was. It was around the Cleveland area, and I'm trying to think of the name of it, where exactly I was, because like all these developments have this trendy name, right? But I was there. Where is it? Is it? I'm looking at right now. Is it Easton Station? No, I don't think it was that. Anyway, it was somewhere in the Cleveland area where they have one of these lifestyle centers. And it was almost like they built the Elmwood Village. Or like, you know, take, you know, some of the places with a lot of storefronts on Hurdle Avenue. Or, you know, you name it, Main Street USA, and just built it, right? Like, it all kind of looks, this, you know, similar together. It's almost like a Hollywood movie set. I felt like I was on The Truman Show, right? Like, they just built, like, a Main Street in the middle of what you could tell before was probably just a big thing of nothing.
Yeah.
And it was very cool. Like, you had a Main Street feel with all these storefronts. Above it was residential or office space. But storefronts lining the whole thing, you know, at the very end of the street, you had this big complex that was movie theater, hotel, you know, restaurant, and, you know, restaurants all over the place. Vibrant. In the back, you had a parking garage, like the parking garage almost hidden. So it's like hidden parking for all the cars. A supermarket, you know, on one end of the street. It was a very cool idea that I thought could get some traction. My only, like, thing was that, like, Truman Show type feel, where I think in Buffalo we're accustomed to, you know, everyone says one of the great things about Buffalo and Western New York are old architecture, you know, some of the things that we have around here, where when you experience like an authentic version of that, it does feel very different when it's like the pop-up version of that. Like, not to take anything away from it, but, you know, Joe, walking around this development in Cleveland, it, you know, every store, like they had a Nike store. And then it was like every other one was like some of these online, like it's the roll-up mattress that's like the online mattress place, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they have a store there. The
Sharp Image.
Yeah, like the suit store that you buy online, like, you know, the custom suit or whatever. Like, all these, like, online hip retailers that just have their store. I don't know. It felt a little strange to me. They're all...
It's easy to have there.
Let me put it this way. Not a lot of local flavor, right? All, like, kind of a chain or national brand that sets up shop there.
But we're already starting with two local flavors, and this place hasn't even started demolishing yet. You'll have Duff's and Stola and Krasicki Bakery to kick it off.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, by the time this is all done, I mean, we are talking about like a 10-year project.
That's crazy too, though, right? Like the 10-year thing. Because in 5 years...
You look at the pictures, it makes sense, though.
No, of course. But, I mean, does that not play... Again, this is the Buffalo coming out in me. Plays into some of the doubt, right? Like, in 5 years, something will change in Buffalo or in Clarence, and this thing will be abandoned. You know, I know that won't happen, but it's just that... You always have this feeling in your gut when you live in Buffalo that something's going to get in the way. I hope not. This looks great. I do feel like a bit of an idiot, though, when they first proposed this. I thought they meant they were just going to build this all inside the mall.
You like, thought it would be all indoors?
Like the mall, like they would put condos and stuff in the mall. Like I thought.
Like a big domed city.
Yeah, it's dumb thinking about it now. But when they originally said this, I thought that's what they were doing. Obviously, this is so much more advanced. And I think it's going to be great at that intersection. You know, Peter Hunt talked about that intersection. And Brian, I know a thing or two about Main and Transit. It is. I mean, there are people in Transit Road you don't want to be on between 4 and 6, right? I mean, to say, hey, I'm on Transit Road, but I don't have to get into that mess because everything's right here. That's got to be fast. I'm fascinated by this project. I cannot wait to start seeing some of the pieces in play.
803-0930 if you want to weigh in on this, what you think about this. I mean, is it a good idea? Is there something else you'd rather see happen with these mall sites? Is every mall built the same? So we also talked with Peter Hunt about comparing this with the Boulevard Mall, the McKinley Mall. This is obviously happening at the Eastern Hills Mall, this town center idea. Is it best suited for Eastern Hills? Would this idea float at the McKinley Mall site? Does it work well at the Boulevard Mall site? Does something else work better? You let us know, 803-0930. And would you like to live at a place like this? That is an interesting question because it's going to be, and you know, this is almost to what I was saying, Joe, about you have like the manufactured, version, like the pop-up version, the Truman Show version is what I'll call it. Not to denigrate it or anything like that, but the brand new shiny version versus like the old world feel, so to speak, the more authentic one. Something like this is going to be in direct competition with what we've been talking about, downtown Buffalo. Right? I mean, downtown Buffalo, the talk over the last month has been, we need to turn this into a vibrant neighborhood with people living. This downtown Bray Miller Market would be a huge part in that. Something like this is going to be in direct comparison if you consider somebody who is maybe a young professional moving to the area, or maybe they already live in Western New York, they're moving out of home, but they're open on where in Erie County or the Western New York area to move to. This is going to give you that pseudo-downtown feel in the town of Clarence. Which do you pick? Like, what's more attractive to you? You know, the brand newness or the downtown, the actual downtown? You know, which is it? I think that's interesting.
So let's start with you, Brian. Would you live in something like this in
Never.
Clarence, New York? No? I'm going to tell you right now. I love the idea of living downtown. I love the idea of living in a place like this. I could see myself in 10 years, well, maybe not in 10 years, but I could see myself living in something like they're going to build here at Clarence, or I could see myself living downtown. I like to be where the action is.
Yeah, I say never. It's not that I don't think it's a cool project. It's just I would never, I'm not a condo person. I don't want to share a wall with anybody ever.
Yeah.
I won't say for the rest of my life, but I mean, that was like my entire life until we moved into our house. I was sharing a wall with somebody. I like loud music, Joe. Like, that's just not, I don't want to live that lifestyle again. I've known it for forever. It's not for me. I want some space. I need to stretch out. I want to cook something and listen to music outside without being right on top of somebody else.
And maybe that's why I don't factor it in, because for the last 10 years and currently, I still have people on both sides of me, right? Like, I'm surrounded by other people.
Yeah. I mean, I was just sick of that. That's when I was buying a home, you know, how many people tell you? And if you're, you know, in that position right now, how many people are in your ear about buying, you know, some sort of duplex or property like that? You know, I certainly had that, you know, 10 years ago and even sooner. And I just like, listen, I understand where you're coming from. It makes total sense. Like, you're right. Have an income property. You got some money coming in to help you pay the bills. No thanks. Like, I want a house of my own, and I want some space, and I don't necessarily want all this stuff going around. I live a stone's throw away from, you know, I'll walk to Canal Fest this week. You know, I've run by it, you know, on my little loops running a few times. I live right a stone's throw away from Main Street in North Tonawanda, which is, you know, again, to me, like the quote-unquote more authentic feel of something like this. It's not as big. It's not going to be as grandiose. But, you know, I like having that there, but I also need space, and I don't want to be right on top of it.
You're there without being there.
Yeah, that's something for back when I was 20 years old, which is, like, I think the target, you know, for this is, I think you have younger people, and then you have at the opposite end of the spectrum, you have empty nesters and people who want to downsize a little bit. And, you know, I occupy right now that space in the middle where I'm looking for the space.
Yeah, I think that's another issue is sometimes I like to pretend I'm still in my 20s.
That might be it.
But another thing about this Eastern Hills Mall project is the mall as it stands now, because you threw in McKinley and Boulevard. And I would say, now, yes, it's not the big name places except for JCPenney, Raymore, Flanagan, but the Eastern Hills Mall is pretty full compared to Boulevard and McKinley, you know, with these cool little, you know, what's in your attic shop or card collectibles or old jerseys and stuff. I bought a wine glass from a store where it's just a woman behind the counter. She'll, you know, hey, she'll cashier, but she's also at her cricket machine making new product right there in the store and putting it on the shelves. It's a full, there's a huge toy store in the Eastern Hills Mall. There's a huge Christmas store inside the Eastern Hills Mall. So there's a lot of businesses that are affected by this. And it's kind of interesting. This is the first one to go because of the three you would call dead malls in Buffalo, Eastern Hills is the busiest.
It is, isn't it? They've done a really good job with junk.
Yeah.
Like, in multiple different ways, I mean that. The stores inside, and I say this with affection because I love junk stores. You have a lot of junk stores.
Yeah.
Which I, you know, the Superflea doesn't exist anymore, right? Like there's not a lot of places you can go to, you know, dig around junk, which a lot of people like that. There's a lot of cool stuff you can find there. Junk as in their entire parking lot. It's junk. But during the summer, just about every weekend, there's something there. Wasn't there a circus there the other week?
There was the inflatable.
There's the bounce house. And I think there was a
circus is there this weekend.
The circus is there.
And they have the first carnival of summer at the Eastern Hills Mall.
All that junk.
Yeah.
They turn their junk of, you know, a crater-filled moon surface parking lot, which I didn't learn to drive there, but I tried to drive for the first time, like in the wide parking lot. They've turned that into usable stuff, right? Like they've turned that into something that can be a business and that goes inside and out of the mall. They have probably one of the most popular, you know, mall attached restaurants in that Duff's in Western New York. They've been able to take a dead mall and keep it going on like kind of a this like weird hobo mall life.
But just think about it. I mean, they've also embraced mall walking, right? The sign, they open the mall 2 hours before any store opens and they close it an hour after any store closes. So they've embraced the mall walking, which bring people in and hey, oh, that looks nice. I'm a good example of that. A few times walking through there, I've bought something. It's amazing with what they've done, Brian, because you look at the Boulevard. The Boulevard still has JCPenney, Macy's, Dick's Sporting Goods, H&M. They have all these anchor stores, Men's Warehouse. But inside, there's nothing. There's a Loft, there's a Spencer's, and then nothing. Empty, empty, empty. Dave's, empty, empty, empty. It's amazing with what Eastern Hills did, because they lost all their anchor stores except for JCPenney, and they were able to attract all these, as you say, junk-like stores or homemade stores. They have a beautiful candle shop in there, which we try to get a hold of them. Couldn't. A beautiful candle shop in there. It's always busy. They have the DMV in there. I mean, to me, looking at the retail aspect, what they've done when they lost everyone but Penny's as an anchor store, and they were able to embrace it, again, looking for the future, but I think a lot should be said for what they've been able to do over the last few years in that mall.
You can't call it dead anymore.
The Boulevard's dead.
You could call it dead for a long period of time. Not so much anymore.
The Boulevard, McKinley, dead malls. I would not call Eastern Hills dead.
But they're... So, shouldn't it be not a surprise, right, that they're the first to push forward?
Yeah. They keep on moving.
They filled it with a bunch of junk. Again, a loving term in my... And now they're the first to push forward with what they want to do in the future.
I will say with this future plan, though, the biggest mistake they made for mall walking was get rid of the theater because the concession stand was in the mall. You could get something and walk. Also, you would think a theater would have been nice in this setting, but that has been...
Maybe it'll still be to come.
Well, it's actually... I think it's been taken over, and they've taken the stuff out of there.
No, but they're building a whole bunch of new stuff.
Yes, like, but it would be nice to start with that old theater.
There's also one right down the road, too.
Yeah, yeah. Which one will have reclinable seats first?
The new development, how do you like it? I'm going to sound like... I'm going to invoke my inner Tim Thielman, I think, you know, in the way I sound when we come back. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN. Back here on WBEN, Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer here with you and talking about what's happening at the Eastern Hills Mall. It looks like they're actually moving forward with this idea to completely renovate the entire site, a huge site, turn it into some sort of lifestyle center. And we're just kind of looking for your thoughts on it. 803-0930. I mentioned I had been to something similar. I finally found what the name is. Pine Crest is the name at Park Avenue. It's outside of Cleveland. And Joe, I was showing you, kind of what it looks like from, Google Maps images. And
I mean, what you were showing me looks like a outdoor mall.
That's basically the thing. The way I describe it, the stores that are in there, so I'm looking down, I found the place. I mentioned Nike. I remember that. All right, so it's got Urban Outfitters. It's got the Verizon store. It's got Williams-Sonoma, J. Crew, Vineyard Vines, The Gap. It's all the stuff that you found in the mall, right? Like, it's all the mall stuff. The difference is just kind of tries to basically mimic what I said was kind of like the Elmwood Village or like a Main Street, hip city. It's just instead of having all these like locally owned businesses, it's got all the stuff that you found in the mall. Here's Sephora, right there I'm seeing, which I know is like a mall. Untuckit, they do all the internet ads for those shirts.
Yeah. I mean, and you can order it there and then walk to pick it up, right? I mean, that's also probably a selling point.
I guess so. But there's a level of authenticity that it lacks, right?
Like it seems very generic.
Yes. It feels like it is what it is, which is just kind of plopped in the middle of something, which again, is not necessarily a bad thing, but it feels like it doesn't have the character that I think makes Buffalo, unique and great. And if I was 20 years old or in the target market for a place like this, I think I would rather live in the actual thing. I think I would rather be downtown than in, the pop-up version of downtown, which is what this is.
I do feel they couldn't get away with that in Buffalo with it being so generic. You have to, I mean, we love our Buffalo items, right? We love our Buffalo retail, our Buffalo stores. I feel there's going to have to be a Buffalo flavor. Now, yes, it will have that feeling of this was plopped in a parking lot. But I think it will be a lot more localized for it to work here.
I don't know. I think you'll see exactly what you see around the country. And, you know, it is localized. Someone will put in the storefront, here's a red, white, and blue, like Zubaz print, right? Yeah. Like a thing, a sign. They'll say, Go Buffalo. They'll have like a local farmer's market, you know, type thing, which actually probably none of the farmers will be local. But like, you know, they'll make it feel like a local community thing, which is, I don't know. You know what it feels like, Joe? It feels like Whole Foods. You walk into Whole Foods, and what is it? It tries its best, you know, the look and feel of it as you're walking up and down the aisles. There's a lot of local products. They put those kind of front and center. There's little signs by it when it is something local. It wants you to feel like, all right, you have the butcher right here. It's like a fresh seafood market in the bakery, and you can kind of see where we make the food. It has a bar and grill right here, a little area for people to play bocce out in the front. And it has that feeling of they tried to make like, all right, this is a local, you know, welcome to Buffalo on like the big sign and everything like that. But at the end of the day, you know, you're walking through something that looks like all the other Whole Foods, and it's owned by the biggest corporation that there is.
That's right?
Like that's kind of, it's like the Apple Store version of hometown USA, of like all these things that we're familiar with. And I don't like, I am the type of person that just can't shake that. I don't think I'm like most people, though. I think that this is going to be a very attractive place for a lot of people to go to. And I don't think you need to stray from the path of what you see. And, you know, I mentioned this place in Cleveland, but all across the country for it to be successful. The question I think is, where would people rather live? And, you know, how is downtown Buffalo going to compete with this? Because, I mean, like it or not, they are in a competition, right? Like, what did you always say growing up? You know, if you're out a town or, you know, where are you from? Buffalo.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you were in Amherst or Cheektowaga or Tonawanda.
You're from Buffalo.
Or, you know, wherever. You're from Buffalo. Like the closest place that might not have said that is if you're in Niagara Falls.
And some of them even say Buffalo.
But a lot of them even say that you're from Buffalo. People think of us as one region. And when you're trying to attract like young professionals who might be moving on their own for the first time or looking for something nicer, you know, their first nicer place for the first time, and they want to live in, you know, the quote-unquote one-stop shop type of place, a place where they don't necessarily have to drive 10 minutes to get somewhere, but you can walk down the road and go to the store or go to a restaurant or bar or see a movie or whatever it might be. You are going to be in direct comparison or competition with places like this.
Yeah, I mean, but downtown Buffalo in the next 10 years would have to, I mean, downtown Buffalo is where, you know, the Sabres are, where the events are. You've got a ton of bars and restaurants. But you
it has the upper hand that way.
It has the upper hand in that way. But if this if this turns out to be what they are proposing, downtown Buffalo is going to have to add a grocery store that, you know, is dependable, right? A grocery store that we know is going to be there. They're going to have to add some shops. And they do have the perfect place to do that. I think, you know, remodeling Main Place Mall. Not to this, because you already have all the stuff around it, but for the store aspect, for the retail aspect, or, you know, a convenience store, they need to add some of the things you're going to see here. You've got the movie theater downtown. You've got Shea's downtown. You've got a lot of the stuff already, but it is missing that retail aspect, and it is missing, I know Bray Miller's there, we don't know for how long, it is missing that consistent grocery store aspect.
Isn't that the only important thing, though, of like everything you mentioned? Like how, they have the movie theater. I mean, let's be real. And I just bought a ticket to go see a movie in a movie theater.
I know.
But for the first time in like 2 years, right? Like story after story is no one goes to a movie theater anymore. So, like, does it really matter? Well, it's nice. It's nice to have.
They did have the first that served beer in Western New York.
Who cares? Like, right? Like,
I'd like to go see it.
But have you?
That's a good point.
You've had every day for the last 3 years to do so. Have you?
It's a good point. I haven't.
But so, like, I mean, I guess it's nice to have, but does it really matter at the end of the day? Like, no, it doesn't. I don't. Where's the closest? The closest movie theater, I guess, to me would be the one right by the office here. Like, I don't care if I live, I don't know, you know, wherever. I'm going to the IMAX. That's a drive away. Like, it doesn't really matter. Retail, like, what does retail really matter? Like, isn't there a reason that these malls failed in the first place, brick and mortar retail, like going by the wayside? Like, is it important to you to be able to, within a stroll, like go and shop somewhere? Like, I don't.
To a point, yes. I think you need a Target, a Walmart, something like that downtown. Maybe not, obviously not that scale, but you would need something to get those kind of things that you can get at a Target or Walmart in downtown Buffalo. That's what, that and a grocery store are what it's missing. A lot of people do, on top of the grocery store, weekly shopping at a place like a Walmart or a Target.
I like that. I'll agree with you there. Like that type of store where it's like the catch-all store.
Yes.
Where I need to pick up screws and a box of cereal and a new pair of pajamas for the kid.
Yeah.
Like that. And I need to do it all like right now. Or like a new pair of headphones. Or, you know, whatever it is you can find there. I think, yeah, that's a pretty good point.
I'm not saying you need to put a Macy's downtown. I'm saying you need a Target or a Walmart.
Yeah, like that specific type of. So you have to get one of the two. Like what other store is there like that really?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, some supermarkets you can kind of like maybe do a little bit, but not really. Like the catch-all store.
And the size that you're going to have to put of a downtown store, I don't think you could do like the huge Wegmans downtown.
Yeah, you could. What's in the main place mall? What's in the AIM? Like, you know.
But if you look at other, again, I'm comparing it to bigger cities, and I shouldn't. You do see smaller scale of these stores.
You do, but Buffalo's a place you wouldn't have to.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Like,
I mean, but I do think if downtown Buffalo, like you said, most of it's already there. And no, I don't think putting a Macy's or a Penny's downtown is what's important. But I do think you have a huge opportunity developing that main place mall, maybe into a huge Wegmans, but into something where you can, like you said, that one-stop shop. I can go there. I need a hammer. I need this. I need that. And I can get it all at this place.
And then it's the million-dollar question. And we talked about this with David Rivera the other day in the morning show, is what comes first? By doing that, are you putting the cart before the horse? Or is it the other way around? You know, because traditionally, you would think that it works the opposite way. You don't build this stuff to attract people to the area. You build the stuff where people are and where people have moved to, right? Like, you look at the Boulevard, right? The Boulevard is a perfect example. All the development that you see there. Like, that happened after, like, so many people moved into, you know, you look at that whole residential community on the town of Tonawanda side of the Boulevard, right, you know, behind Niagara Falls Boulevard, is houses everywhere. Like, people lived there first, and then all these things started popping up and were being built. Does it work if you do it the other way around? Because I think it's a lot harder to say, like, hey, guys, like, we have Target now. Okay, but so do I, kind of. Right? Like, so does this place, and so does that place. It just seems a little harder to do it that way rather than the other. But again, I don't know. This is why people get paid
millions of dollars
to do
it. I'm not saying it's a large number, Brian, but I do think what you just said does keep people away from wanting to move downtown. Again, maybe not a large number, but I do think there are people who are turned off from downtown because, well, I can live there and I want to live there. I'm in the middle of the entertainment district, but if I need this, this, and this, I'm going to have to either take the train or get in my car and go to one of those stores. Again, I'm sure it's not a huge number, but I'm sure there are people who have been turned away from downtown because of the lacking of something like that.
Is this a more appealing version of a downtown to people who wouldn't necessarily like think of themselves as living in the city?
This development?
Yeah. Like, I'm kind of grouping everybody in one. Like, you're either somebody who wants to live in this type of development, you know, what they're going to build in the Eastern Hills Mall, like downtown Buffalo, or, not, you know, it doesn't have to be downtown. It could be, you know, along Hurdle in North Buffalo, you know, along Elmwood, one of these neighborhoods. Or you are somebody who, you know, for me, my entire life, I thought the whole point of living in Western New York was you can actually afford a house here, yes. Right? Like, that's, like, the whole idea was you can get the space in Western New York. And I kind of think they're two separate people, but maybe not. Maybe, like, it's suburbs versus city, and you like the idea of the city stuff, but you don't actually want to live in the city. You still want to live in Clarence, and that's who's going to end up moving here.
Yeah, I mean, I used to think it was, you know, two different types of people. People that wanted to live around stuff and people who wanted to live in the middle of nowhere. But I guess there's that third category, too. Do you want to live in the city? Do you want to live in the suburbs? This is the city in the suburbs. I'd be very interested to know who exactly, like I said, I would move into this thing tomorrow, but I'd also move downtown tomorrow. I'd like to hear from someone who would do one or the other, right? I mean, that who would say, I would never live in something like this, but I'd move downtown tomorrow.
But, like, what's going through your head? Like, you find where to live. I mean, we were an open slate when we went around buying. We were not moving into the city of Buffalo. I would like to. There's houses and stuff available. We're not moving into that school district.
Okay, yeah.
I've covered enough school board meetings. If you have a child, like, that's – but no, I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
That is 100% a factor. If you have kids or you're planning on having kids and staying in an area, that is 100% something people look at. It's not just what's around you, but what's the school district like?
And the supervisor brought that up. It's in the Clarence School District.
But he brought it up in a way that's it's going to bring a bunch of people who probably aren't going to have kids because you're not going to move in here with kids. It's just nice that they're going to have more people paying into the school district without having to take care of more kids. Like, in that way, it's nice for the school district. But, like, that's A1. You know, where we're crossing some areas off the list,
right?
Based on past experience. So then you move on to some of the other things, and, you know, space is one, but that's the big two, right? And then you get into the intricacies of what the place actually has. But the big two you're looking at is, what are the schools like? And then number two, you're looking into, all right, does this have, you know, for me it was, I don't want to be sharing a wall, you know, with somebody like that's. So that's what we're looking for: a house that stands by itself in an area where our kids are going to go to school.
What about affordability? What do you think this thing will compare to places in downtown Buffalo? You know what I mean? I think that would be interesting to take a look at as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no way of knowing, right? Because these places are 10 years down the line.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, right, like, what's going to happen?
You could not list a price now.
You have people who thought that the, you know, the housing market was a bubble that was going to burst, you know, a year ago.
Oof.
I might have been included there. Not happening.
When people are losing out on houses, when they're overbidding by $80,000 and they're not even getting a call back, that tells you something about the market.
Pretty wild. So who knows, you know, 10 years from now, are we going to be talking about the same stuff?
I'm happy to see where this thing goes. Like, this looks really cool when all said and done. I do feel bad for some of the tenants that were really successful in the mall who got a letter that say, hey, January 24th, get out of there. You're done. But it'll be interesting to see how this goes. It'll be interesting to see who follows. You know, is the Boulevard next? That's a Doug Jamal property. What does he do while this is going on at the Eastern Hills Mall?
What's
the appetite for this?
Not for me. You know, might be a place to visit, but maybe if I need an untucked shirt. It's living wise, I'm not in the target market.
It's off your list. It's off your list.
Yeah, but I'm in the middle. It's young and old, and I'm somewhere in between.
As I said, I'd move into that tomorrow, but when we move out of the apartment, it will be into a house. Like, I'm not doing another, you know what I mean? Like, the next stop is a house for me. So, for real, no. But if I was single Joe Beamer, I'd be in that development tomorrow.
Which you've been talking like the entire hour.
Yeah.
Just like.
Well, hey, no, never mind. But we'll see how this goes. Very interesting. Everything. kind of starting in January when those tenants have to leave. Brian, I'll see you at 7 o'clock. We got a race to run, and looking forward to it.
I'll meet you at the finish line. I hope you're there with the water for me.
I hope you're there with the water for me. David is next. Brian and I will be back tomorrow. Brian will be back at 5 tomorrow morning. I'll join him at 9. David's next, then Tom, and then Tom here on News Radio 930 WBEN.